Welcome to the Silver Gaia Show. The goddesses are here to help guide and support others on their own personal journey, blending ancient ways with modern times. Goddesses are known for their love and compassion for others and the planet. We're coming together at this time during an important shift of consciousness. Here's your hosts, Bree and Stephanie.
And welcome back to the Silver Gaia Show. And wow, it's been interesting, the female energy. And
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I still like being all female energy. I don't want to be a man.
Well, lucky you.
I'm telling you. I'm sorry.
I'm both.
I like going to get my nails done and pedicures, you know. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I like the story from when I was little, my mom, you know,
right.
One little spot on my dress had to give me a whole change of clothing mm-hmm. and baths. And, you know, I didn't like being dirty. So I guess that's the female energy.
Well, even the little male energy that you got was pretty nice, too.
For a little couple, two, 3 months?
Yeah, I think so.
That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had great attention at home.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So I guess we have a new guest now.
Yes, we do.
Nice.
We have Georgina Nunez, she's an amazing astrologer, psychotherapist, and she works with crime victims and just phone therapy, all sorts of stuff. So, Georgina, great. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Good. So you want to tell us a little bit about your past?
About my own past?
Yes, like where you're from, and I see that you were born in Amsterdam.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I am Dutch, and I'm a therapist.
Uh-huh.
I lived for a long time in Holland, 32 years, and then I went to the United States. Yeah, and I went to NYU. That's a pretty good school, you know. I studied social work, and I became licensed. And now I'm helping people.
Well, that's good.
And can I just interject here real quick? Georgina, we're having a real tough time hearing you. If you can just kind of speak up as much as possible and keep that mouthpiece
okay,
next.
Okay, yes, I will.
That's better. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Now there's a Georgina I love.
Yes.
So anyway, so you lived in Holland in different areas. I'm seeing this, and you're fluent in Dutch and Spanish and English and German and French. You know, you have a multiple level of things that you do. You've been practicing for over 25 years and work in nonprofit agencies and government offices as well as a private practice and through
the last job I had was at St. Vincent.
Wow. I think that's great.
Yeah, I worked on death row. I worked with sex offenders. I worked with murderers. I worked with, you name it.
Yeah, we worked with everybody, huh?
Oh, yes.
Wow. So you're working with women and men on clients.
Of course. Of
right.
Course. Yeah, the majority of my private practice are women. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, it is women talk more easy about their feelings than men. I mean, although I've seen some men come in, you know, like 10-20%, 10% maybe, 1 out of the 10.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So how do you feel that hypnotherapy helps people?
Oh, well, how does hypnotherapy help people?
Yes.
Well, you know, I mean, people think of hypnotherapy often, you know, like, oh, there's the boogeyman. Do anything I want. Chase me into chicken. And, you know, that was, you know. But this is not at all what it is. Because, you know, most of the time we are sort of in a trance when we drive our car, you know. We know where we're going, but, you know, we don't pay attention.
Or, uh-huh.
You know, I mean, people are in various trance states. And what hypnotherapy is basically is a state of relaxation.
Okay.
So you can reach the subconscious much better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And because of that, you can reprogram the subconscious. Because when you want something consciously, and you know, your subconscious says something else. I've seen this a lot with sexual abuse victims.
Oh, really?
they have like an extra layer of flesh over their body.
Uh-huh.
To protect themselves.
Right.
And, you know, from because they were so traumatized.
Right.
But that's to lose weight at the same time. But as a coach, you said, oh, it's unsafe. I may get sexually assaulted, or you know what I mean?
Right, right. So they gain weight to protect themselves.
Yeah, and all these kind of things can be rectified with hypnotherapy, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's get to your astrology part. That's where I'm really excited about.
Oh, my astrology, yeah.
Let's talk about that today. So,
okay. Well, you know, I never believed in God, you know, when I grew up.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, for a while, because I was
right.
Then, you know, I have certain things I didn't agree with. I became an atheist, and then I went to an astrologer.
Uh-huh.
Well, I immediately believed in God again, because the guy knew me better than my own mother, you know. We'd be there for that.
Wow.
So it's like, you know, anyway, so, yeah, I find astrology really the most helpful to come to a quick answer, you know.
Because right.
I can see things that normally would take, like, hours or maybe weeks or months to find out about somebody.
Uh-huh.
And it has been used for thousands of years.
And wow.
There's many, many things I look at, you know, in the horoscope.
Right.
You can look at skills, abilities you have in this lifetime, if you're on the right path. But your karma, well, what's karma, you know? What's your life for spiritual purpose, right?
Well, and can't those charts change through the years? Can't you decide a chart? If you do a chart, and you say this is your future event that you're seeing when you're doing the chart. Can people change that?
Well, you know, let me put it this way. If you have like a Pluto transit, there will always be transformation. But basically what it says, for instance, is you have to let go of everything that doesn't no longer suit you.
Right, right.
Now, you can resist that, of course.
Right.
But then it may later on backfire. Like, you have Saturn going around the chart for 29 years, which is a stage of maturity. Every 29 years, you have another stage. Now, you can say, I don't grow up, but then 29 years later, you have to deal with the consequences. So, you have free will, but what do you do with it, right?
Right, right.
The best thing is to work with the transit. And if you have a certain transit, for instance, look at the structure in your life, and if you have accomplished enough, if you have a Pluto transit, look at what you need to let go, you know? I mean, there's always a feeling with these transits, too.
Right, right, right.
Right.
Right. So, so what's happening? We're going to a subject that I never thought we'd talk about. And so, well, one question that I just got this handed to me. You ready? How did astrology make you believe in God?
Yeah. Oh, how?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me tell you how. Because over the years, I've been doing thousands and thousands of horoscopes, and I happen to believe in past life, which is symbolized by the South Node, and this is, you know, what comes easy to people, and then you have to do the opposite in this life. This is the North Node. This is karma. And karma is always difficult. And so I've had thousands and thousands of clients, and you tell them their karma, and invariably they always say, yeah, we had to really work on that. That was really difficult, you know.
Right.
We don't want to do quit. And how can that be, you know? How can it be?
Right.
You meet thousands and thousands of people. I know the people before I meet them, you know. I know their basic psychology, you know. I mean, at least not exactly how they develop, but, you know, their temperament and everything. And how can it be? And that's how I got to believe in God, because, you know, so above, so below, right?
Right, right. So that is wonderful to hear that. Okay, so I got a question for you. And this is, on this show, I never thought I would do this.
Mm-hmm.
Political people on the Goddess Show.
Oh, now she's speaking the truth. She don't talk political. She won't let me do it.
So, astrologically, Trump and Hillary, what's happening with them on the predictions and election and results?
Oh, you want to hear about the election?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, this is first for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can talk about Hillary and Trump and the horoscope, but when we go through the election results, and there's a couple of things I want to say.
Okay.
First of all, the day of the election, it's all feminine signs. They're all feminine signs on the day of the election. So that's the general mood of the election, right?
Right.
And so then we look at the horoscope of the two, and Hillary has a lot in water. This is a very feminine sign.
Right.
And well, on the election day, it's all... the Sun and Mercury, the Sun and Mercury, and it's all in feminine signs. That's very good for Hillary.
Right.
And the other one is that, progressively speaking, the progressive horoscope.
Right.
Mercury and the Sun now around the. Election
at
the Capricorn, and that's very, very good Francis. Now, she does have also Moon conjunct Neptune at that time.
Okay. It's,
you know, yeah, Hillary is a liar and all that. She could also some of that. So,
hey, Georgina. Can you get a little bit closer to your mouthpiece? I'm losing you again.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Thank you.
So what I want to say is that Hillary, she has the moon conjunct Neptune at that time.
Oh, wow.
She can maybe camouflage her lying or cover up her lying a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, if we go to Trump, he had Jupiter going through the first house.
Oh, wow.
Planet of expansion, happiness, the first house of himself. That's why he got away with everything. First, it moved into the second house, and that's not nearly as good for him, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's good for money, but not good for...
No, good for him, though.
President. Now, the other problem is that Saturn, the planet Saturn of restriction, at that time of the election is going on his moon and opposite his sun in the 10th house of career. And that's a very bad aspect.
Yes, it is.
So, then the last thing also that is not so good is that he did the inauguration, and the moon was... Well, that's a very, very bad sign. Moon point, of course, basically means nothing is going to happen with it, or something is going to be different from what you expected. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that are not really in its... favor.
Uh-huh.
And, you know.
Wow.
That's why I say that, you know, astrologically speaking,
Okay. Well, and you know, what's really funny while you're saying this, we just were on the air with Verla Wade and Beth and stuff, and we were talking about the female energy that's coming back, this new energy, and it's all about the female. Yeah. And I was just like, wow, this makes sense what you're saying about Hillary. You know, and I'm not a political person at all, so this is fun for me to do something different for once. You know, yeah. I got a big mouth. I just say how it is, you know.
I wish you were more political.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So what kind of special offer do you have for people today?
Oh, a special offer? Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Well, it is kind of special. People can, people can actually have a special offer.
Uh-huh.
If you email me,
okay,
and have a 40-page free report,
okay,
on 9 ways to know if you still suffer the damaging effects of a traumatic event or still suffer from the after effects of child abuse.
Okay.
A side base of how to do that.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of tests. And if you can email me if you want that, Georgina at Release Trauma. And I also have a special offer for the first session.
Oh, good.
They cost $110, but for the first 10 callers,
uh-huh,
in the next 12 hours, they go for half price.
Wow, that's and great.
Not only that, if you decide to continue, this will be your rate and it won't increase.
That's wonderful.
It's only a one-time offer, and it's only for 12 hours at the first 10 people.
Okay.
So then I will spend an hour on the phone via Skype, whatever you want, to counsel you how you can improve your situation and uh-huh, integrate my astrological insight into the session for free.
I like that. So they're able to work their trauma through the astrological insight with you at the same time.
Yes.
I like that.
And I will study your horoscope before we have the session.
That's great.
So take a pen and a paper.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to hold on for a few seconds so people can get a pen and a paper.
All right. And so all the listeners are getting a pen and paper now.
This number down.
Okay. And what is the number?
It is 415.
Uh-huh.
251-4035.
All right. And then yep, also, and so I'm going to repeat that number again where they can reach you is 415-251-4035. So the yes, first 10 callers that call in, you're getting a special discount. You'll be working in the next 12 hours, working with Georgina from past trauma to and your astrological setting where everything can be combined in one and help you through any problems that you're having. So, Georgina, I want to thank you for calling in today. Thank you so much for being here.
Okay, you're so welcome.
And we're having to keep up on the news about Hillary and Trump now, because now I'm kind of wanting to keep the astrological stuff going now about them.
Wow.
And I never do that.
Nope.
All right, sweetie. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She is so much fun, isn't she?
She's got a cute voice.
I know. And, you know, she's absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody check her out on her Facebook. She's absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And one caller had asked one time, how old is she? I said, around my age. Uh-huh. But she's still got that cute little European voice.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just cute.
Mm-hmm.
And her dog didn't bark this time. You weren't here last week. We have extra special guests, Eric. We have a dog.
Right.
I'm thinking, be thankful we're not at my house recording right now.
Seven dogs.
Oh, thanks for putting that out, Steph.
Seven
that
dogs.
That was fun. So we have somebody else in the studio that's just sitting there very quietly in her little angel self, and I want to talk about her for a little bit.
Okay.
So, so she's 15 years old.
Yeah.
And she's an empath. And Stephanie is your daughter.
Yes, it is.
Anna.
Hi.
So you doing better now?
Yeah.
It's kind of nerve-wracking at first, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So we're just going to sit back and kind of just talk, okay?
Yeah.
And make it simple, mm-hmm, you know? Okay. So you're not going to, I'm going to take my reading glasses off and kick back and just be comfortable. So when did you know that you were an empath? When you first knew?
I think it was my mom teaching me that I'm an empath. I think it was finally realizing that I'm a lot different than a lot of people, but yet the same. It was realizing that there are hard parts that I have to calm myself down through, and there are hard parts that I'm going to have to realize that this isn't what I need.
Right,
this
right.
isn't going to help me you if know, I sit here right. stressing.
She was doing an awful lot of crying.
Oh, yeah,
an
definitely.
Awful lot of mm-hmm. crying. And, you know, she would tell me stories about what was going on in school. And that's when I realized she was an empath, because she was telling me stories that, you know, to me, she was taking in other people's energy.
Oh, right, yeah, right. With all the negativity.
You know, I didn't know much about empaths mm-hmm. until her,
right,
Hannah.
Right.
So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, it was just watching all the kids at school. I was right.
So how are you, like, going to the mall or something like that? Are you okay going to the mall?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can see it. Like, it's an obvious thing when people, if you sit there and you look at that girl sitting at lunch by herself, you can, you can tell she's sad, or you can tell she's really angry, and you can feel that.
Right, because when I was your age, mm-hmm. and much younger too, mm-hmm. but my mom would take me we'd go shopping every weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to the mall, get in the car,
right.
go.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And I'd always come home sick. The weekend, I'd be sicker than a dog for a weekend. I would always catch everybody's garbage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So have you found a way to control that for yourself?
Honestly, in some ways. I mean, uh-huh. there's definitely a big difference between the flu and feeling somebody's sadness or
right,
sickness
right, right.
or anger or frustration or, you know. There's definitely a big difference in between that. And I think that there's a way you can figure it out to change.
To know that it's yeah. yours and
to
or
know
someone else's.
Right,
yeah,
because for me, I would always take it on. And it mm-hmm. would manifest in me getting sick every mm-hmm. Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
I would leave the mall. Mom, I'm not feeling good. Not again. No, I got to mm-hmm. stop here. Deal with it, you know. And then she'd get me home and try to ground me and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's quite an age difference between you and I. Mm-hmm. But it's still the same. Circumstances are still the same no matter what.
Exactly.
You still got to figure it out. It's like, you
exactly.
know, they may have a headache or they may be sad or... You know, mm-hmm. or we're feeling their emotions of anxiety, and we already have enough anxiety being an
mm-hmm.
empath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so how do you handle that anxiety at such a young age?
I mean, definitely for a while it was hard to realize that this is a lot to take on. And after I realized that this isn't going to help me get anywhere, this is mm-hmm. I don't need this negativity to...
You're fine.
I don't need this negativity to, like... I don't know, affect me in this way.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, I mean, I could breathe. I could finally ground. I could finally...
So you were doing grounding.
Yeah, I started
grounding. So when you started doing your grounding and doing big belly breathing mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. dolphin breathing and the piranha breathing, I'm sure your mom taught you. Mm-hmm. You know, does that help you to get through everything then?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Breathing was definitely one of the number one things that gets me to calm down. Like when I'm really angry at something, I can just sit there and breathe.
Uh-huh.
Why am I feeling like this? Why
right.
is this affecting me like this?
So is it theirs or is it mine? And
yeah.
So how about when you're around your young friends? I mean, you know, can you feel their stuff too?
Definitely. There's definitely some,
definitely.
Some drama that
I love
some
that.
Drama that I'll hook on to that uh-huh. I'll realize that, oh, I'm losing myself. That's not correct.
Right.
Or, oh, they are talking bad about each other. Why are they doing that?
Right.
Or why is she wearing those clothes? Or why would you say that?
Right, right.
You know, it's just... And even around my boyfriend, it's like he's still negative, and I have to learn to, you know, we kind of both have to learn not to be negative and not to work together and grow in that way.
And, right. And you're 15, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you got a couple years ahead of him emotionally. So, you know, you're going to have to put up a couple more years of that and stuff mm-hmm. because I've been married to my husband for quite a long time, and no, I still have to put up with it sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Getting my boyfriend to learn one of, like, awakening or enlightening things is difficult sometimes.
It was hard for you, too, at the beginning. You know, I'm telling her, well, you're experiencing this, and you're, and for her to believe that some of her feelings weren't her own.
Yeah.
You know, she had to do the studying, and then she had to put the work to use.
Right. I remember you calling me, I'm going to pick up Hannah, she can handle school.
Yeah.
You know, there was times that your mom had called me, what do I do? I said, you need to bring her home, have her breathe and ground, you know.
Yeah, and that was when my mom actually took me to the Sacred Burial Ground. I think that's where I actually learned to first breathe, where I actually learned to calm myself down, where I actually learned that
it was working.
Yeah, that it was working. That there are people out there still thinking the same thing as I am, and that's crazy. I mean, that's a lot to think about, that there are people that think like I do, and there are people that need to sit there and breathe like we do, and there are people that look up and read this and this research, and you know, there are kids out there that still need help and still go to school every day with the
right. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to talk to kids that have autism, Asperger's, real quick. Okay. The situation with the children that have autism. Have you noticed they have their own special language that they work with each other with their hands and stuff, right?
Oh yeah.
And you know, I'm watching people. I'm going, do you guys realize how spiritually highly connected they are to
the
source?
Oh my gosh, yes.
And then Asperger's is a higher form of autism, right? And I'm going, they are so special. They're so, you know, we talk about the crystal children, indigo children. We talk about all that, right? The rainbow children. But these children that have the Asperger's and the
autism.
You know, they're empathic. They have all the five senses.
Right.
They can connect with spirit. They can connect with the goddess. I mean, amazingly fast.
Amazingly.
And so I have a question for you, Stephanie. When she was little, was she sick a lot? Earaches, headaches, stomach aches.
Oh, yeah, earaches and strep throat and bloody noses all the time.
Oh, yeah. She so definitely had some purging.
So, like, around 3, 4, 5?
I would say after 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was when she started school is when I really, well... You know what? Let me put it this way. She was more hyper than sick.
Yeah.
I mean, extremely hyper.
Like, they thought there was something wrong
like
with me.
Like, ADHD. I was told by every one of her teachers every year that she needs to go see a doctor.
No.
And the crazy thing is I'd walk into these classrooms and every kid was acting just like mine. It's like, what? You know, but no, I never put her on the ADHD.
Good, I'm glad.
They had
my stepson on there, right? On it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when he came to live with us and we had custody of him, I was like, I'm taking him to my doctor. I'm finding out what's going on. You know, and the doctor was a pediatrician,
Right.
And he goes, he's not ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1 week, we got him off the pills.
Right.
This kid calmed down so much. He was just a normal 10-year-old little boy.
Exactly. There's normalcy and then there's...
You know, he was just a hyper kid.
Right.
And so once we got him off all the pills... He was still hyper, but he was normal.
Right.
Very empathic, very intuitive. He's himself.
Mm-hmm.
So do you find that anything like herbal teas or the way that you're eating has anything to do with calming you down?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll have days to where I just eat pizza and top ramen and I'll feel crappy and want to lay in bed all day.
For eating the junk.
Yeah. Or there's days where I wake up in the morning and mom juices and I eat vegetables all day.
Right.
And there's no bad stuff that day, and I feel great and hyper and, like, replenished, kind of.
Right.
Like, refreshed. I feel like, definitely, food has a big impact on how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And how you go throughout your day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm starting these juice. And I'm finding that makes a big difference for me.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
So, my husband said... I was having a really rotten day one day, right? And he brings me this piece of cake, right? And I'm going,
that was the old way.
That was the old way. It's still sitting in my kitchen, by the way. So I take a few bites of it, and it wasn't sweet at all, right?
Right.
But I could feel it blowed up in my stomach and make me feel so crappy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it was like, and I was having a hard time anyway, not feeling good. My side was hurting and stuff. I was like, okay, I'm going to try this. That didn't help me, right? So I said, okay, where's the oranges and the carrots? Because
when you eat vegetables or drink juice, you feel the glow in yourself. You feel the happiness.
So energy. I'm learning to juice. And maybe I have to call you and ask you for some recipes. You know, so I'm going to watch your personal
Celery self. Doesn't work, I promise.
Yeah, I have to cut that up and blend it then when I'm going to do that. So I'll get your private cell phone number from your mom and call. So do you think you can help other children with this also?
Oh, I'd love to help other children. I mean, if there were kids out there that felt like I did when I went to school, when I guess I felt alone at first. I felt alone at first, definitely, but it was, I took myself to realize that I'm going to be the one to pick myself back up when I'm sad, or I'm going to be the one to make myself happy when I'm not feeling that great, or I'm going to be the one to help myself when I'm angry, or I'm going to be the one to get myself to calm down when I'm too much.
Right, you know?
And definitely, I'd love helping other kids out there with, if they have the same problem of.
So what we can tell our listeners right now is anybody that wants to get a hold of Hannah, go to silvergaia.net website.
I'd love to help.
And there's my phone. Our phone number is on there, and we'll put you in touch with Hannah, or you can email us there. So just go to silvergaia, www.silvergaia.net. Hannah, so what else can you give us some information on?
What can you do at school if you're finding that you're having issues? What would you offer?
Let's say I'm getting ready for a big test and I'm really nervous and I don't know what to do. I'm afraid I'm going to get the answers wrong, or the teacher's not going to be able to help me, and I'm not going to be able to figure out the calculator, and I'm going to overthink myself.
Right, right.
I need to stop it right there.
Yeah, because impasse can be overthinkers big time.
Exactly. And I need to stop myself right there. And I know that, why am I thinking like this? Why do I feel like I'm going to be nervous when I know I've learned all of this and I can get through this? And even if I don't, it's not like they're going to hold me back for the rest of the year. I mean,
right, right. So do you ever feel like you're worried about disappointing your mom or disappointing friends of yours?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, thank you very much. I found somebody else in the room that understands, you know.
I mean, I was even worried to do this show.
I know you were.
I mean,
you know, I want to say this. You were in the studio with our other guests we had, and you got pretty upset.
I think that's what made me nervous.
I think there was a little bit going on. So that was going on, right? And then you came back in, and you go, okay, well, I think I can do it. And then you ran back out. I was like, okay, if she's supposed to be in here, it will happen.
Exactly.
Then I seen you come back in, and actually, I'm going to pull in another guest here in a minute, and we're all laughing at this, our surprise guest we got here. And then you come in here and you conquered that fear.
Yeah, you did.
So you're not feeling that. So you threw out the negative ego out of your body, right? Which is really good. And you conquered that fear. So I want to tell you how proud I am of you. And I hope you'll keep coming back.
I think it was definitely the breathing. The breathing helps a lot more than people think. And just sitting there and even taking 30 seconds of just in and out. In and out.
I know as her mother, she did not like to feel that way.
Oh, God, no.
You know,
because
she's
I remember
she's
very, that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then to have it overpower her.
I wanted to love going to school. I wanted to love seeing my friends at school.
I know, because you got to a point where you homeschooled and, you know, it was just hard. I felt sorry for you. It was like, you know, I remember those days, but I would be, back then we didn't have homeschooling, right?
Right.
I'm that old. You know, like my son said, Mom, were you born before the dinosaurs? You know, shut up, kid. Dinosaurs. But anyway, so for me, I'd have to manifest it and get sick. It would manifest in being sick all the time. Mm-hmm. I missed so much school. I do not know how I got through and graduated. You know, I don't know how I got through college. Was easy compared to, you know, grade school, junior high, and high school.
I think with getting through a lot of school, I had my best friends to help me through along the way, and that was a lot more too.
So that you told your friends then what was going on.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So your friends were really supportive then.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah,
wonderful.
They had to be. I mean, it's like, if my best friend was going to be on a radio show, what would I do? You know, and it's like, I really want to help her, and she'd really want to help me, and so I mean, I'm glad that actually went outside and I actually got to talk to her and she actually really helped me calm down.
Good, I'm
glad.
She
actually really got me to actually want to do this.
She's like, breathe.
Breathe, calm down.
Yeah.
So in the old ways, in the, you know, this is like over 50,000 years ago, so in the Lemurian ways, breath is life.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So if we're breathing in.
And I can definitely
out.
See
so
where
that came.
So
breathe in through your nose, blah, through your mouth. That do that like five, ten times, right?
Definitely see where that.
And the other thing you can do is bring in the golden particles. We call it prana breathing, and you're bringing those golden particles in from spirit down into your crown chakra, into your heart, into your lungs, and do like five of those, you know, a few times a day, and that will help calm you down. Also,
definitely.
You know, at school, you can excuse yourself to the restroom. And get with your breath. And another good one, too, is our own tuning, which is
Yep.
Oops.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. I want to thank you, Hannah, for being here today.
Thank you.
And you are going to be back with us again because I know you're going to conquer this fear.
Yeah.
See you back here a little bit with Teresa.
This is Susan Harmon inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Welcome back, everyone, to Silver Guys Show. So, Stephanie?
Yes.
We're going to have some fun here.
Okay, let's tease her.
All right.
All right, go.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Bree. Hi, Stephanie.
Yes, both at the same time, all of us. So we met you in a very unusual way.
You did.
And talk about how synergy happens.
It does.
Mm-hmm. So we started being involved in a healing center together. And then you started taking classes from me.
And then
we started just kind of working together. And now you're a part of this radio show behind the scenes, and I wanted everybody to know who you were.
Oh, well, very much so. It's very fun. I sneak in the studio now and then just to see what they're up to.
Mm-hmm. And
it's
we say,
fun.
you're going to talk. And she says, oh.
I know.
Surprise.
So remember in the beginning?
Yes.
I think it was the second show that I was talking about how we came up with the name of Silver Gaia.
Right.
Was we said our friend Teresa, well, we got her in the studio now.
Yes.
So, and... That was that.
Mm-hmm.
She's my business partner, confident friend, and she helps us all with all the important things and all the simple things that I think are just way hard. She's like, oh, no, this is simple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you do is hard for me, but what I do is easy for me.
Right.
But it's fun. You know what I love about this show, though?
Mm-hmm.
there's so much variety on it that you really don't know what is actually going to happen on a show. Mm-hmm. That's what really makes it fun.
Right. Thank you. I'm doing my job right.
Yes,
I like the variety with different guests, and I love mm-hmm. what Hannah brought in. I wish I had known you when I was young.
Right.
There wasn't that kind of help, and mm-hmm. or that actually that dialogue. Probably Bree and I are closer in age, but
right.
there wasn't that dialogue out there to kind of deal with your anxiety.
Right.
No, and I had my mom, but
we didn't
that
know
was
what the word
it.
Empath yeah. was. Back right. then,
there's not a whole lot of help in the school system.
No,
with you know, mm-mm. you can go to the nurse's office,
but unless you happen to have a person who maybe has a skill set that's
right.
similar to what all of
right.
you have,
right,
exactly,
you don't have anybody that can really relate to that,
right, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what's really neat though about all the kids coming in to this planet
right.
today,
mm-hmm.
2 and 3 year olds, they are amazing.
Yes,
what is so cool, you know, if you have mm-hmm. grandkids around or just mm-hmm. friends' kids, they're a breath of fresh air.
Oh, yeah.
They are such bright lights, mm-hmm. and they mm-hmm. are so, so much empaths.
Yes.
They pick up so much stuff, and they're so kind.
Right.
They're so kind to each mm-hmm. other. I hope that they never lose that mm-hmm. as they grow a little bit older.
Right, because we have the indigo.
Right.
The crystal
mm-hmm.
children, the indigo,
mm-hmm.
the rainbow children.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. all of that coming in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're going to need a lot of help in dealing with some of these beautiful skill sets that they're bringing into the planet.
Yeah.
Especially for what you offer, Hannah, to keep talking to them, like, how do I not get sick, like, the next day if I'm around mm-hmm. a group
right.
of people?
Right, right.
I think that's going to be so important to really do. I hope you have more on the show.
Oh, I'm going to. I'm going to have a lot more with Hannah on here. Hannah, you know, she's bringing up a really good thing there, because when I was younger, my mom knew the word empathic.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
she's one of the few, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, that long ago, you know, mm-hmm. when I'm in grade school at 9 years old, you know, mm-hmm. you're an empath. This is just going to happen to you.
Right.
You know, but I didn't have the tools, but my mom helped ground me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go upstairs and I get sick and stuff, and, you know, like I have the flu or whatever, and come back down. Okay, I'm feeling better now. Mm-hmm. And she'd go back upstairs, lay down, talk to the angels and your fairies. You'll be fine.
Just right.
You
know.
So what do you suggest for the new kids that are the, actually what I want to say is, what do you suggest for parents that have toddlers?
I think it's...
Because there's 3-year-olds with these abilities right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's 3-year-olds who see their friends in kindergarten and they're like, are they really hitting each other? That seems so wrong.
Right.
And there are kids in preschool stealing each other's crayons. Like, also, why is that wrong?
Right.
Why does that seem wrong to me? I think, like, a big help for parents would be to catch it early and... catch their children and see that they do need help, or see that they do see those things that are wrong, or see that they do
could some of the parents be, so let's just say you have a 3-year-old at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're the big sister of the 3-year-old, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the 3-year-old is having earaches constantly and stuff, so he has the earaches, and you're telling your mom about it. Your mom's taking care of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, do you think that parents can be overreactive to the situation?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, definitely. Because there can be times to where...
I know your mom was with you. She was times where it's like,
I mean,
Stephanie, breathe.
Breathe. It was even last Tuesday when I really did not feel that great, and I just uh-huh. could not come in. And,
well, you guys were sick.
And she got a little angry at me because I didn't go, but I realized that I should have gone, and I should.
Oh, it was, the Tuesday was, before.
Tuesday before.
Yeah, and I should have gone, and it was definitely going to help a lot of people, and that was a mistake that I have made that I realized that was wrong and would be a better impact on other kids if I did go.
Right, right.
So
you're here now, so I'm really proud of you, because it takes a lot of courage. I mean, you're sitting in here with a bunch of us in here right now. You know, there's only, 5 of us in here now, right?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 of us. I can't even count. And you're calmed down now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really glad, because you have so much to offer. So anybody that wants to get a hold of Hannah again, just go to Silver Gaia website. So it's www.silvergaia.net, or they can call 253-230-0422. and we'll put you in touch with Hannah. Mm-hmm. And where if you want to talk to her about your kids, or even if you're just a young kid yourself that needs help.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, I'm sure there are a bunch of girls at school just looking at other kids like,
well, here's the other thing. About each other? Right, but here's another thing. There's a lot of boys out there that need help.
Definitely. Oh yeah.
And you know, my husband is 53, and you know, he went through this big shift he had to go through from 2012 to now, and it's over, right? And men had to go through. And now he's like this. He had a problem today with our dryer had broken and his job and everything, right? So he's calling on the phone. We're talking about the car phone. You were in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had to figure a couple things out by himself, but at the same time calling and saying, you know, I just don't know what to do. But, you know, and so I had to help him through it. So the men need help as much as we need help.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean,
because there's an equal balance between the two no matter what. No matter if you're all female energy or both. You know, the energies, you still have to work together
definitely.
As one.
Definitely. Right.
So with the old energy, the ancient energy that's coming in into this new paradigm, it's weaving together like a Mayday pole, right?
Right.
So if you take a Mayday pole and all those ribbons are running together, that's what we're doing with the energies. So it merged together as one.
Beautiful.
I know. It's exciting. And so we're trying to let people know that, you know, so they understand it's not.
Yeah.
All right. So it's not all female aspect is in control.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Not all male aspects is control, but it's a combined effort of one.
Yeah. There's not a dominant.
No, they're really. I mean, to me, there's not.
Yeah,
you know.
To me, there's not either. I mean, a guy can have just as many feelings as a girl.
Right.
I mean, a guy can sit there.
He was just taught to hold him back or keep him in and not express him.
Well, if you're like my husband, he's watching something on TV, and I like watching Ellen, man, Lifetime movie classics, right? And my husband goes, "We'll sit there. What are you watching that stuff for?" And the next thing you know, he's sitting down looking at it with his hand on his face on his hand. He's watching it really close, right? And all of a sudden, he'll be over. He's crying. He's acting like he's not crying. He starts laughing. "What you got this on for?" I said, "What are you crying about?" "Oh, I'm not crying. I was laughing."
Yep. It's like Gene, my boyfriend. We were watching a movie, and at the end, I'm just bawling, and he's like, "I don't like this movie." And I'm like, you know, I turn around, and I'm like, "Why?" And he's crying.
He's crying.
Oh, okay.
So Teresa, we just really want to thank you for everything you do for the Silver Guy Show.
Thank you.
You're such an important part of this show.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, you and the big guy, you know, that I love so much. It's just like, you know, we just really want to let you know how much you're appreciated.
Well, thank you. Thanks for letting me drop in from time to time.
Oh, anytime. There's always a chair for you.
I find one usually.
Yeah. This is the first time I got. So we went and did some fun, you and I.
Oh, we did.
Yes. So what did you do?
You know how I hate taking pictures, right?
Yes.
Both of us hate having our pictures taken big time.
You need to get over that.
Oh,
we all need
I think
pictures.
We got over it.
I think we got over it. We went. Yeah. Bless my nephew. He's a professional photographer. So took us in the backyard, and we just had a blast hanging off of his trees and hiding in his
pictures.
Bushes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Playing
and
in his flowers.
And gnomes everywhere. And I was going, "Where's the gargoyles?" And he goes, and I'm thinking, I said, "You got gargoyles, right?" He goes, "But I didn't see the statues. I just felt the gargoyle energy, right?"
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I see a gargoyle statue and start laughing. I'm going, "Okay, they're alive. Don't think that they're fake, you know." But we had so much fun.
It was fun.
It got us over that fear of pictures.
Yeah, because we usually are the ones taking the pictures.
Right.
It's just not, and we don't do anything with our pictures anyway, because we just go, "Oh, that's nice." We don't print them.
But we ended up printing some.
We got some good pictures.
Yes, you got beautiful pictures.
You and I in the trees and all sorts of stuff.
I think we're going to do it again.
Yeah, we are. That was too much funny. It got us through
that. I think we should take others with us, though, because it's a big yard.
Right.
It's a big yard. And he's a lot of fun, all 6 foot, six of him.
Wow.
He's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. How old?
Oh, he's a youngster. He's probably Stephanie's age.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a young kid.
A young kid. See?
Okay.
A young kid. Oh, that's too funny. But anyway, so it was great to get over that fear, because he made it where it was so relaxing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It made it fun.
Uh-huh.
I ended up taking two dahlias and put them aside like I had ears, you know.
Right.
Nobody's going to see that one on the website.
I saw it.
But that, yeah, you saw it at home. But it was fun just to have fun with it and mm-hmm. relax. And it got us over our fears.
It did, right. I think he took probably close to 300 pictures. I can't wait to see the others.
Wow.
I'm sure there's some blackmail ones in there somewhere.
I'm sure.
We'll see.
We might have to bring them on the air just so we don't get blackmailed. So anyway, but just we just want to thank you for everything you do for Silver Guys Show, the website, all the support that you give us. And, you know, you're such a big part of this, and you're going to have a lot to say pretty soon to the people
I'm sure,
here.
But I get a lot back in return, so thank you.
All right. Well, Hannah, do you have any last words for any kids?
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah. I'm here to help.
What? Yeah.
I like that one. Good luck.
Keep breathing.
Yep. Keep breathing, and I'm here to help.
Okay, good. Yeah. So, again, they can call 253-230-0422. They want to get a hold of Hannah and Stephanie.
Yes. Wait,
next week.
Yes.
It's you and me.
Is it? Oh, yay. Just you and I?
Yeah.
What about Teresa?
Well, Teresa can come, too.
She depends on what you're talking about.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about our own personal past.
Oh, great.
What got us to this situation today.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a lot of years.
That'll take 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a lot of years of studying.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And why
work.
We got to this today.
Oh, right. Yeah.
No, because every day is a change.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, Teresa's going through changes with me like crazy, right?
Right.
Oops, there went my pen. I think it's important that the listeners get to know about us.
Right.
Not just from the website or anything.
How we got here.
More of how we ended up following our passion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can say journey all you want, but it's really a passion.
Right, right.
So, that's something that's really important that we go and do and that others can understand.
Right. Well, that is great. I'll look forward to that one.
So you better start writing.
You're the one that helped
me. Yeah, I'm going to start writing.
What'd you say, Hannah?
Trust me, you're one that helped me a lot along the way.
Good. Now you can help other people.
Right. Not and some of the gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
Is from Hannah, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks like a red hair, so it looks blonde. So, how'd you handle us today, Eric?
Just fine. Yeah, great show.
You like it?
Lots going on today.
I'm telling you. We want to keep it exciting and new.
And I think you're doing that every week. And, you know, if anybody tuned in late and missed any of the good stuff you talked about today, they can catch an archive
of
the show on the website, 1150kknw.com.
That's
just go to the archive section, look for Silver Gaia Show.
Mm-hmm. I know. So we're going to do a lot on that. And
I think we've got about a minute here. So
any
final thoughts?
I would like to read something.
Okay.
Okay, just a little something inspirational. The secret of change is to focus all your energy not on fighting the old, but rebuilding the new. And the more energy, it could go either way. You can take the energy and put it to the negative, and you will get negative.
Yeah.
If you put your energy through the positive, it goes to the positive. Things will change for you.
Exactly.
And it's the same energy for the negative to the positive.
I mean,
so take your energy and put it toward the positive.
If you're sitting there all angry or if you're sitting there all depressed, you're going to attract angry and depressed people.
Yes, you are.
Right.
If you're sitting there and you're excited, happy, and really great feeling, you're going to attract people that are feeling that great, too.
So trust your vibes that
you get. Perfect place to leave it.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks,
Thank
everyone.
You guys
See you next week.
On the show.